It's Monday, the 22nd of December, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way to work this morning, so I'm in the mobile studio, hands-free in the car, on very, very empty roads. It's currently 10 to 9 in the morning. And usually when I'm driving along these roads, there's quite a lot of traffic in both directions. But because we're in Christmas week, I guess a lot of people have finished work now. Obviously, the schools have now broken up, so there's no school traffic. And it's really, really empty. I'm predicting that when I get to work, we'll probably have a half-empty car park at work as well. Certainly, my work colleague, the lady I work really closely with, is now off until after New Year. So there's only half of us in for this week. Thankfully, there's less that needs doing, so I'm hoping not to be too busy. But we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's a nice, quiet run this morning. Christmas is obviously in my mind a lot. I got very stressed last night. I feel the least prepared I have ever felt for Christmas. And I'm always a last minute girl. I'm always shopping on Christmas Eve. My Christmas cards always miss the last posting date. I don't know what it is. I have always been that kind of person. I work much better with a really tight deadline than I do with all the time in the world. And so whether that's a factor, I don't know, or whether I'm just disorganized, I don't know. But most years, I think pretty much all years, I managed to pull it out of the bag at the last minute. And I went to bed last night feeling quite down and feeling, actually, you know what, this might be the year we don't actually manage to send the Christmas cards, because it's been really busy this year. I've been amazingly busy at work. I'm obviously up to my neck in pantomime rehearsals, which has me out three nights a week at the moment. So that's a lot of the time when I would have been doing Christmas planning is now over to pantomime, which I appreciate. It's my choice and it's something I'm enjoying doing. And so I have to kind of, you know, fit hobbies into everything else. I get that. But then 2 weeks ago, I had a major gallbladder flare up as well, and I had a week off work, and in that week I could do very little other than take very, very high doses of painkillers and lie on the sofa. So it wasn't like I could be off work but still get a few things done at home. I really couldn't. So that put me very much behind, very much on the back foot. And so I went to bed last night sort of thinking, well, you know, maybe this is the year Christmas cards just don't happen. But I think having had an early night and having had a chance for my brain to mull it over in my sleep, which I'm sure my brain does, I woke up this morning and in my head I had a really clear plan of how I could do everything. I decided to woke up and I went, right, if this happens today, that happens tomorrow, that happens Wednesday, we can do Christmas on Thursday and we'll be ready. So I'm actually feeling a bit better about the whole thing today. But I had to get up and find a notebook and just write it all down, otherwise I would forget it. So I'll put a photo of my plan on the cover art for this audio poo. But yeah, hopefully we can still get the Christmas cards out. They've way missed the last posting date now, so unlikely to get to people before Christmas, but hopefully they won't be too soon after Christmas, and they'll still let people know that we're thinking of them. And I think that's the important thing, isn't it, to let people know that we're thinking of them. I have let go of the idea of doing a newsletter this year. Usually I try to do a round robin style Christmas newsletter for all the relatives that we don't see very often, but it's not going to happen. And to be honest, more and more of them are now on Facebook and are seeing the updates throughout the year. And I've had a couple of people actually say on their Christmas cards to us how much they like seeing the updates on Facebook and the photos and everything. So, yeah, I'm not feeling too bad about not doing a newsletter. But I would feel bad if I didn't manage to get the cards out. But you know, particularly because we love receiving cards from other people, and it feels bad to enjoy the receiving but not reciprocate. So I think we're mostly sorted with the presents for the kids. I have to do. There's an exercise that we have to do a couple of days before Christmas, which is where we get all the presents out that are squirreled around all over the house and kind of lay them out on the bed and work out what's from Santa, what's from Mummy and Daddy, how many they've got, make sure that there isn't anything, you know, I mean, I'm not anal about making sure they get exactly the same number each, because I think, you know, you can try and do that and then somebody else will give one of them two and one of them one. You can't keep the numbers equal, and they have to learn that they won't always get exactly the same numbers of exactly the same things. But I do think you don't want it to look disproportionate, and I'm a little worried at the moment that we might be disproportionately towards my son just by the way the couple of things have fallen. So we'll have a look at that. And my contingency plan is to send John into Toys R Us on Christmas Eve, which I'm sure he'll love. Yeah, the reason I can't do any of this is because I'm working right up to and including Christmas Eve, so I'm in work all of this week until Wednesday, which really scuppers my ability to do anything last minute. I can only do stuff in the evenings, which is fine for writing Christmas cards and wrapping presents and sorting out, but not so conducive to actually going shopping. Christmas Eve doesn't really count to a certain extent, because my office does a Christmas party on Christmas Eve. They do it for the kids, so we're all allowed to take our kids into work with us, and they do breakfast with Santa in the canteen and various activities. I think there'll be a face painter and all sorts of things. Last year they had a Scalextric set up in one of the meeting rooms, so obviously there's, you know, it's all about the kids on Christmas Eve, and they generally send us home, provided everything is done and we're not needed to cover for live service. They will generally send us home at lunchtime as well, so hopefully Christmas Eve won't be too much of a problem, but it still means that I've got to be in the office. But it does mean I get the kids out of John's hair for a day, so John's looking after them today and tomorrow. I will take them off his hands on Wednesday. So if I do need him to nip into Toys R Us and do a few last minute things, that's when that's going to happen, when I've got the kids out of the way. So from being stressed yesterday, feeling a bit more positive today. Not feeling Christmassy yet, but I'm sure that will come as I get more under control and I start seeing some of this stuff happening. And the good news is, once I've got through Wednesday, once Christmas Eve is over and I've done with work, I'm then off the whole of the following week, so I'm not in work between Christmas and New Year, and not then back until Monday the 5th of January. So I do get a bit of time off. We've got a bit of a break from rehearsals now as well. We did technical rehearsal yesterday, which didn't quite go as smoothly as I described in yesterday's Boo, but we're still productive and we got a lot of stuff done, so that was still good. And we're now not rehearsing until after New Year, so 2nd of January is the next rehearsal, although then it gets real, because then I think we've only got 4 rehearsals to dress rehearsal, so a lot of learning of lines needs to be done over the next couple of weeks. But it does mean I'm going to get a nice complete break from work and rehearsal and just have some time over Christmas to be with the family, to see friends, and to do the stuff that I think is important over Christmas. Because to me, Christmas is all about spending time with your loved ones. And so that's what I'm planning to be doing. And it looks like it's going to happen. So I'm almost out of time now. I don't know if I will get to Boo again before Christmas. I might do. I'm quite motivated to Boo at the moment. But we'll see how the time goes and how stressed I get. But anyway, thank you for listening. I hope everyone out there is having a good time, hopefully not too stressed about Christmas, and hopefully ready to spend the festive period in the way that they want to spend it. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.